Let's talk about the other neoadjuvant study, the one that involves erlotinib. How do you find it bringing patients out to a year or 2 years on erlotinib? How do people do?
You're right. I think that it's a different scenario for patients who've had resected disease to keep them on a therapy when they don't have any clinical evidence of cancer. And this study was on the heels of a trial that we did that we recently completed for earlier stage patients, primarily stage one patients, who were, again, enriched for having an EGFR mutation, those patients who had a minimal smoking history or were never smokers. And we gave them just single-agent Iressa gefitinib for 3 weeks and then operated on them. And if they had a mutation or they had a response, which ended up being about half of the patients, they went on to be recommended to receive adjuvant gefitinib. And by and large, gefitinib is a better tolerated agent side effects-wise than erlotinib. And it was certainly challenging to have patients keep on this treatment for a 2-year period, especially when they've had stage one lung cancer. There were some patients who didn't want to continue trial due to the diarrhea or the fatigue or other side effects, but most patients were able to see it through. And I think that people understand the importance of being aggressive in the treatment of lung cancer given its prognosis. And I think that our goals at every stage of lung cancer is to try to be as aggressive as possible.